This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so what did we get for number five?
We got Bath and Body Works, and man, people will just do anything for a sale. They announced that it was some sort of like candle day, and they had this massive discount on their three-wick candle, which normally retails for about $24.50, and they were discounted to about $9.50, and people lost their minds. They were outside of the stores starting at 4 a.m. in some locations to get these candles at a discounted price. It crashed the website. I mean, I love candles. Candles are sick. I got a lot of candles in my apartment. I'm not lining up at 4 a.m. for a $10 discount. Come on, people. Let's get our priorities straight. But people were really excited. Obviously, a lot of people were searching on Google to figure out how the heck they could get this sweet discount. I mean, a three-wick candle, it's no joke. That's going to have a lot of burn time. It's going to have a lot of smell power. People were pretty excited.
For a candle? I can't believe that. The body spray I get. The candle? I don't know.
Is body spray still a thing at Bath & Body Works? Like, you spray it, is it like a perfume?
I don't know. My sister used to love going there and, getting the body spray stuff. But this was years ago. And it was, cheap. She used to put it on everything. Spray it in her car, spray it on her bed. And it was the most horrific smell ever. But, I mean, it was a thing. And that's why I'm saying, I'm not sure I understand the candles, but I could understand the body spray.
Yeah, no, I get that for sure. I mean, maybe the body spray has now morphed into the candle. Oh. And that is now the good-smelling type of thing that you get at Bath & Body Works. Maybe it's a little bit less offensive in terms of how pungent it is. Candles tend to be a little bit more relaxed in their smelling properties than body spray, so things have evolved, obviously.
Bath and Body Works is known for pungent smells, so I'm not sure. I think it's the same thing. It's going to be very overpowering, but it's going to be everlasting. Maybe that's the thrill of it. What do we get for number four?
We've got Miss Universe 2019. Zozobini Tunzi from South America got the crown this week, which is super exciting because she is the first black woman from South Africa to hold that title, and it just happened on Sunday. And so people were like, yo, what's going on? She's 26 years old. She is an activist who's fighting against gender-based violence and is an advocate of natural beauty, which is great. So I saw a couple things on the socials about Miss Universe. I feel like people are kind of trending away from those beauty competitions, but South Africa's won three of them, and the runner-up was from Puerto Rico, Madison Anderson Barrios. But I don't know if you watch. I'm sure you're probably pretty locked in. I feel like you're a big pageant gal.
You know what's so funny? I stopped watching years ago, and it's because it's the same thing over and over again. It's young, beautiful women telling you there needs to be world peace, and you get kind of bored from it. Just a little bit, you know?
Is it kind of I've never really watched, but is it a Miss Congeniality thing where they're bringing them up and what's your perfect date? And she's yeah, April, whatever, because you just need a light jacket. They're asking you cheesy questions like that. They're still asking about world peace and solving world hunger.
When I last watched it, it was like that. And I wish it was Miss Congeniality, because I would watch it every year if it was full of Sandra Bullock stuff, because that was a beautiful movie, and that would be beautiful in real life, right? Ugh, I love it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, it's great. Well, congrats to the winners and everybody that participated.
What we get for number three?
We got Wheel of Fortune, and Vanna White is hosting now. She's been on the show for 37 years. She's the one that kind of presses the things, and then they turn over the letters, and then they turn over, so she's more on the board. But Pat Sajak had some emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Pat, hope you get well soon. But Vanna's taken over for hosting duties, which is so sick. She's doing it for 3 weeks, and she's been on the show for, she's turning letters for 37 years, so it's great to finally see her in the spotlight. And I guess everything's going well. She had one little hiccup on Monday where she mistaked a $500 spot for a bankrupt spot, but she joked it off. Everything was chill. And things are going good, you know? They've been doing over 7,000 shows together, Pat Sajak and Vanna White. So, wow, it's the longest-running syndicated show in the game show in the United States. I never really got super into Wheel of Fortune, but I'm stoked for Vanna that she's getting this opportunity.
Who's turning the letters now then? Is she like doing the hosting, walking over, and she's like, hang on, guys, I'm going to turn the letters over? I imagine somebody else, right?
That's true. I'm sure they brought somebody else in. You're right. But man, if she's doing double duty, I mean, she's certainly capable. Vanna's got the skills. God, I'd love to be the letter turner. It looks great. You tap, you have the power. You're up there looking cool, having a fun time, not a lot of pressure. It's good. Nice exercise, too. You're pacing back and forth. Probably get some steps in.
You know, I miss the old school one where she actually had to turn the screen. Now it's like she just taps it. And it's like there's no effort. I feel like, I don't know, it was more fun the other way.
Yeah, it was kind of like the tic-tac-toe thing that you got on the playground when you were growing up, and it like spun a little bit, and then you had to actually stop it on that specific letter that you wanted. So yeah, it was cool when you were doing spinning. Yeah, no effort now. You just press it. They probably don't even need anybody to press it. They can probably just do it automatically, but got to have Vanna. I mean, she's legendary.
What we get for number two?
Got the Golden Globe Award nomination, 77th annual, and the award show is going to happen on January 5th, but yeah, the noms are out now, and I'm a little offended by the nominations, honestly. I mean, the Parasite, or just Parasite, not even nominated in terms of any of the best picture categories, which is like, you know, one of the best movies that I've seen in the last decade. So freaking good. Also, Game of Thrones, not even nominated. Neither was Watchmen. So it's like, what's going on? Golden Globes does television and movies. And so like, best motion picture drama, The Irishman, Joker, Marriage Story, 1917, The Two Popes. I don't even know what some of those are. So, I mean, how can you not? I think Parasite is such an incredible movie. Maybe it's in another category of like foreign films, but I mean, I think it should cross over. It is a South Korean film, but it should cross over into best motion picture, just drama in general, and take that and drop the international category because it's that good.
Okay, I have no idea what The Parasite is. Tell me, what is this? What have I been missing?
Wow, I actually think there's no "the," so don't quote me on that. I think it's just Parasite, but it's a South Korean film, and essentially it's about kind of different, it's kind of a class, like a movie about different classes. There's one super rich family, there's one really poor family. The poor family kind of starts working for the super rich family, and a lot of interesting things ensue. It's hard to explain exactly what goes on because the movie takes so many twists and turns, but it's so supremely entertaining. I was so locked in for the 2 hours that I saw it. Me and my pals walking out were like, dude, that was so sick. So Parasite, check it out. Should be nominated for the Golden Globes. But also for them not even throw a nom for Game of Thrones. Like, come on. I know the last season people weren't particularly stoked, but it's still Game of Thrones. You got to throw them up there. I mean, the noms for TV series, Big Little Lies, The Crown, Killing Eve, The Morning Show, and Succession. Like, yeah, solid, but come on.
I think it's because Game of Thrones, they were like, you had enough. You have enough, like, awards. We're going to let everybody else get a chance to eat at the table. Like, you're full. Go away.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, they've been in the forefront for some time. It's nice to maybe see some other names in there.
I'm shocked you didn't watch The Irishman. That was incredibly good. I loved it. It was so long, though. You had to pause it a couple times. I was like, okay, I'm getting a bit exhausted. Let me come back to this.
It does look really good. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was also nominated, which I just watched, which was also pretty long. And man, that was awesome. I mean, Brad and Leo are just an unbelievable duo on screen, and It's like 2.5, but ooh, man, that is a good one. So I was stoked to see that was nominated as a musical or comedy. So yeah, it was in that category.
What we get for number one?
Yeah, a bit of a sad train. We got the White Island Volcano, which was that devastating volcanic eruption off the North Island of New Zealand this past week. And 8 deaths so far. There's still a good amount of people that were missing. About 30 hikers suffered some pretty severe injuries because this island it's in the Ring of Fire. It's volcanically active, but, you know, nobody necessarily predicted that there was going to be a big volcanic eruption, and it was kind of a tourist destination. So a lot of people were hiking on the island. They were walking around. They were, like, close to the actual caldera, and it just erupted on December 9th. And so there's still some recovery efforts going off and trying to make sure that the people that they can help are getting that help. But yeah, pretty scary scene. There's a lot of interesting videos up online of the eruption itself. And I don't know, it's intense. It's definitely a sad situation.
Now, I'm sure it's a unique experience to walk near a volcano. but the cautious side of me couldn't help but to think it's active. Why would you be walking? Because I saw a few pictures. They were walking inside of the crater. I don't know. It's just, wouldn't there be some kind of precautions to say, hey, this thing is going to blow. Maybe, you know, this week we won't have people walking into the crater this time, or there's just no precautions at all.
I totally agree. Yes, some people are kind of pointing back. There's this agency called GeoNet that monitors geological activity within New Zealand, and they actually had reported some increased activity at that volcano for the last several weeks, and they raised the warning level from 2 out of 5, but they still thought it was safe for visitors. And you know, they're saying that obviously they're going to be a lot tighter with their precautions moving forward. But I agree. I mean, I've hiked on, you know, 4 or 5 active volcanoes and been pretty close to the caldera. And you do think like, wow, this is wild, because if something bad happened, it would be not good. But yeah, I guess there are ways to monitor the increase in activity. And I guess they just need to be a little bit more safe this time, because if they saw that increase, maybe they shouldn't have allowed people to still go out there, obviously.
I feel sorry for the family and friends of these people who died. A bit kind of unfortunate circumstances for something so fun, and then for it to turn so bad. Hopefully they'll learn from this at least, and, you know, it'll be better in the future.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a gorgeous island for sure. I would love to visit, but yeah, you just got to be careful out there.
What we get for the YouTube video this week?
It's the official trailer for In the Heights, which is Lin-Manuel Miranda's motion picture based off of the musical that came out in about 14 years ago, and it is about Washington Heights, which is a neighborhood within New York City. And God, it looks so awesome. It's a musical. It's from the creators of Hamilton, and it kind of has that same vibe of like coming of age, great music, like just incredible dancing. And man, watching the trailer, I was getting chills a little bit. It looked so good and just incredibly interesting. So definitely stoked on that. Trailer's got over 1.5 million views right now. And yeah, I think it's going to be really good. And I love New York City so much. So any type of movie that's celebrating a specific neighborhood within that city always gets me pretty stoked.
Yeah, I'm going to be cautious about any musicals, because if Disney doesn't do it, I don't know. It's just, I get kind of scared a little bit. Will it be true to, you know, the actual real performance, not just, you know. So I'm going to be cautious, because, you know, Cats kind of, that's leaving a bad taste in my mouth, you know. So I'm hoping that, you know, In the Heights will be pretty good, but I'm going to be a bit reserved.
Sure. Yeah, I know. But man, it's looking sick, and I love it. And Washington Heights is rad, and it's going to be good. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, you know, the guy is obviously pretty proven in his track record with Hamilton, so I think it'll be good.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.